Do you regard black magic as being purely fictitious, or is there some truth in it?
Some truth? 100% truth. There is nothing fictitious about black magic, in any way whatever. It is a fact. It is a fact which has existed for several thousand years. I mean, when we talk about black magic, we are talking about Satanism, necromancy, alchemy, witchcraft, the worship of Satan.
Welcome back, everybody. I put a vote out in my community section a few weeks ago, asking you guys to tell me which video you would like to see next. And this was by far the winner by an overwhelming majority. Now, I know this topic, this is a topic many people want to become more familiar with because it holds real value and is the most applicable thing you can probably do to learn and protect yourself from the criminals that run our country. I will preface this by telling you that sovereignty and contract law are absolutely mammoth subjects with much to learn. I am only addressing quite literally the tip of the iceberg in this particular video, but it will be the most important segment of this series because it will flesh out the basic fundamental concepts of sovereignty and the straw man and the idea of what a person really is, which is something you must fully understand before you progress on your studies. With that being said, let's get into today's video. Now, as you already know, our title for today is Contract Law and the Straw Man. You are not a person. Now, before we get into the specifics and the nuances of this subject, let's just clear up some real basics like we usually do in our videos. Okay, so sovereignty, if you've never heard of this term before, is best understood as the quality of having supreme independence and authority over your own flesh and blood, human body, or territory. Now, what we're told over here in the UK is that the Queen of England is the only sovereign. Well, now the king, because we no longer have a queen. She ran underground. So they tell us that the King of England is the only sovereign, or the queen. However, this is an image that they must perpetrate and a message that they must spread in order to keep us, the people, subservient. Because that statement is entirely false. The queen and the king are not the only sovereigns, okay? The queen or the king's authority is in fact given through the coronation oath, which is essentially a binding contract between her and the people of the nation. In other words, okay, we, the people, us, me and you, have given her her sovereignty, and we, in turn, as the people, have forgotten our power as the sovereign, okay? The next question that follows is why? Why have we forgotten our power and our sovereignty as a collective? Now, personally, I believe this is a two-pronged answer. The first being that we have quite obviously had vast amounts of important information purposely occulted from us. And this has been done systematically for many years as a way of stifling our development and stopping us from discovering our true nature. The second part of that answer is that we are kept in a perpetual state of fear. Well, not me, and hopefully not everybody on this channel, but most people are kept in a perpetual state of fear. Okay, and fear leads to dependency. And sovereignty and dependency are two things that do not work together under any circumstances. They are oil and water. They do not mix. Okay? Now, the main mechanisms of control used to keep us locked in this perpetual state of fear are as followed. We have debt, war, terrorism, ill health, and of course, good old climate change. Now, the culmination of this fear state leads to a race of people who wholeheartedly believe that they need to be ruled by a government. I'm going to say that again. The culmination of this fear state leads to a race of people who wholeheartedly believe that they need to be ruled by a government. That accounts for 99.9% of people in this world. Now, let's just break down the word government for a quick second. When we do, we find two words, govern and ment, which is obviously governmental. Therefore, government, the actual word, is best understood as a corporation whose sole job is to govern your mental. Put differently, The government was created to control your mind, govern your mental faculties. This is mind control. Now, the government is a creation of man, okay? And the creation of man can never be above man. I'll say that again. The government is a creation of man, and the creation of man can never be above man. Therefore, they need our consent in order for them to govern us. And of course, we, well, not me personally, I've never voted in my life, and I never will, because I do not give these creatures consent to rule over me, and I'm sure many of you are in the same boat as me. But the majority of people on this planet give them this consent whilst in a fear state through voting and through compliance. And once you cast that vote, you don't have a say in anything, because you've literally said, come and rule me, do what you want. It doesn't matter who's in power. It doesn't. They're going to rule you because you gave them consent, because you voted, because you believe that you need to be ruled. Okay, and this is what they've done to us on a mass global scale. Now, before we move on, I need to explain how contract law actually works, because many people do not know this. Okay, you sitting there listening to this video are not a living person. Okay, you are a sovereign man or woman made from flesh and blood. Following this, you can only contract with other sovereign men or women made from flesh and blood. Corporations cannot, under any circumstance, contract with a sovereign man or woman. They must contract solely with other corporations. I'm going to say that again. Corporations cannot deal directly with the flesh and blood of man and woman. They must deal with other corporations. Okay, now this diagram may help elucidate this idea. Now, our government and every government across the globe is comprised of different profit-making corporations. For instance, in England, we have the UK, the Crown, the City of London, the police, Home Office, social services. Okay, now if contract law states that corporations cannot contract with living men and women made from flesh and blood, then how is it that as a species of sovereign beings made from flesh and blood, that we're at the behest of all these corporations? In other words, how are these corporations telling us what to do? They cannot contract with living men and women. We are living men and women. How are they controlling us? They are controlling us because they've tricked us. They tricked us all. Dirty fucking trick. Yeah? What they did is they tricked our parents into registering our birth, which allowed them to set up a dead legal fiction, which we're assigned to at birth. This is the straw man. And here is a great quote that I found to summarize this idea. Living men and women exist in a real world, not a fictional virtual world, but the government does exist in a fictional world and can only deal directly with other fictional or virtual persons, agencies or states. In order for a fictional person to deal with real people, there must be a connection, a liaison, a go-between. Okay, this can be something as simple as a contract, okay? When both persons, the real and the fictional, agree to the terms of a contract, there is a connection. There's intercourse, there's dealings, there's communication, there's an exchange, okay? This is called business. But there is also another way for a fictional government to deal with real men and women. And that is through the use of a different type of representative, a different type of liaison, a different go-between. One that doesn't require you to give open consent willingly and consciously for them to contract with you. Because this is the trick here. This liaison that they've created connects fictional government to real men and women. It's a government-created shadow, a fictional man or woman with the same name as ours. Behold, it is the straw man. Right, now, when you were born, okay, there are two entities. One is the living, breathing being, and the other is a legal fiction. A fictional entity that is nothing more than a piece of paper, i.e. your birth certificate. Now, the straw man was created using our birth certificates as the manufacturer's certificate of origin. This gave the fictional government a fictional entity with whom to deal with directly. So essentially, your name in capital letters, like you see it on your birth certificate, operates as a corporation by way of the birth certificate. This is what happens when you register your birth. A corporation is made out of your name. In other words, a straw man is made out of your name. And anytime you then identify with that straw man, this gives the government the contract and the connection that they need to now liaise. Okay? So you'll notice that when you have any interaction with bureaucracy, they are not interacting with you, the living sovereign man or woman. They are interacting with your legal fiction. They deal only with dead energy and cannot deal with living flesh and blood. Like I've said, this is why every fine, every letter, every request, anything that you get from anything official, from the government, from the state, it's always going to show your name in block capitals, because it's not addressing you. It's addressing the straw man. And as soon as you identify with that straw man, the connection's been made and they've got you. So our birth certificate transforms us into a corporation, which then in turn allows the state to extend their arm of control over us through sheer trickery. Straw man and it's you speaks for itself. And also remember, they keep you in this fear state by keeping you stressed, so you're easier to control. All four-way matches. Now, even if we break down the word corporation, let's do that. Let's see what we get. We get corp, which means death, as in corpse. And we get oration, which relates to speaking, like being an orator. So corporations really has an occulted meaning, which is dead speak. And a corporation is a dead entity that exists only within a legal framework. A corporation only becomes an entity through legal mechanisms. Okay? I'm going to say that again. A corporation only becomes an entity through legal mechanisms. It's dead energy. That's why the word corporation also means dead speak. Right, now let's just quickly recap. Take stock of what we've gone over, because I know this can get a little confusing. So your name in capital letters, i.e. John Smith, how you will get addressed to by bureaucracy, operates solely as a company by way of the birth certificate. They need to deceive you into identifying yourself as this straw man before they can contract with you. Like I said, when you have any interaction with bureaucracy, they're not interacting with you. They're interacting with the dead legal fiction, your corporation, your straw man, your shadow self that they created. That is not you. Okay? When your parents register your birth, they, unbeknownst to them, gave the government permission to create a company out of you. And in doing so, your parents hand you over to the state. Your parents do not own you. You are the state's property. And this is exactly why CPS can remove your child from you at any time and it will not be classified as kidnap. Because if you were a sovereign, CPS couldn't run up in your yard and come take your kids off you. It would be kidnap. Right? And they actually, once CPS actually take a child, like they have to get the child that they've taken, they have to get their birth certificate within 48 hours of taking the child, as this is proof of the slave ship. And it's just like your car. You're not the owner of your car, you're the registered keeper. You're also the registered keeper of your child. You literally sold them to the state. Unbeknownst to you, I know, but that's what we've all done. We've sold our children to the state. Now, on top of all this trickery, they went and made their own language to communicate in, which is so confusing and convoluted, not even police officers that use it have a full understanding of it. And I'm talking about legalese here, which is a language entirely of its own and was made solely to deceive. And when I say this, it was not designed for man and me and you to read. It was purposely written in a way which obfuscated information. Now, hear me when I say this, okay? Understanding words is something that you really need to start doing. And by this, I do not mean picking up a dictionary and looking at Oxford definitions, okay? If you put an S in front of words, it becomes swords. And we've spoke about this idea before. This is exactly what words are. They are cutting. They are a cause of great trouble. We, as a species, are word-controlled creatures. So it's of the utmost importance that we establish what words mean. Again, when we talk about law, there is a Roman maxim that states, "For he that would be deceived, let him be deceived." Okay? I'm going to say that again. There is a Roman maxim in law that states, "For he who would be deceived, let him." Quite simply, the Roman law was, if you're so stupid and want to be deceived, go right ahead. If you had any brains at all, you'd do your homework. And ultimately, this is what's happened to all of us. And what this tells me is that we really need to work out what these words mean, especially in relation to law and government, because they will continue to happily deceive us so long as we are too docile to educate ourselves. And believe me when I tell you this, and I mean this from the very depths of my soul, I've been doing this for a long time now. There is a whole network of occultism that is operating throughout the world right under your nose. Right under your nose. And unbeknownst to you, you partake in it every single day. You partake in their occultism when you use certain words and phrases, especially in a court of law where words take on an entirely new meaning. Let's just talk about a few of these words now, okay, when it comes to this. This is all one big game to them, okay? That's why you go to court when you commit a crime. Of course, games are also played on court, right? But there's a third layer to that, because once you get caught, you have to go to court to be judged by Saturn and its emissaries. And I'm referencing Saturn here because the entire law system is Saturnalian in nature. Hence why we see the judges in black with their wigs on. Black is obviously one of the colours that represents Saturn along with red. And they also wear these grey wigs because Saturn is Father Time. He is the old man. He is the reaper. He is coming to collect. He is the harvest. So the wigs represent being old. You know, you can have a 36-year-old barrister. He doesn't have grey hair, but he needs to have grey hair to represent Saturn. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you get temporarily released, awaiting trial, you're given bow. Bow, bow. How many times have we spoken about bow? We have spoken about this title many times. When you're convicted at court, what are you given? Time. Time is your punishment. Again, Saturn is the god of time. You are put into a prison, which is simply a prism. And of course, we know prisms separate light. Well, if you think about this metaphysically, a prison acts like a prism and separates your light from the rest of the world. Okay, now there is a lot that we can go into with this, and I'm going to fully dig into it more in the next video because I don't want to overload you with too much right now, okay? But the most important thing that you need to take away from this video today, this part one, is that you are not a person, okay? A person, by the very you are not a person, okay? A person, by a very definition of Black's Law Dictionary, is a corporation. So as long as you're still identifying as this person, this false ego identity that was assigned to you at birth, you are under their control. You're a sovereign, free entity, a sovereign being made from flesh and blood. Get this idea of a person out of your head. Okay, so in the next part of this video, we're going to dive way more into this word stuff. We are going to look at the origins of this system, and we're also going to take a trip to Canaan and see the Phoenicians, because those are the ones that gave us our phony phonetics, and the words are the key here. So that means the Phoenicians are the key here, and they played a huge role in the current system that we're in today and setting up this banking system, this maritime admiralty system that's holding up the straw man. So I will see you in the next part.